friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
If the NFL draft started Thursday, if it were this weekend, our Cleveland Browns would be drafting third overall. You know what that means, Andy?
That means we'd have to use our other pick to get move up to number one.
Means you'd maybe get your second choice at quarterback. Could maybe even get your first if you stayed at number three. Welcome to Basket of Phelps, everybody. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner over there is Andy Baskin.
Our good friends at Tankathon think 21st for our second pick, although they also think second. So keep tanking there.
Well,
going to get a little higher.
Did you just say tanking?
Well, that was Tankathon. That's not me. That's not,
I was going to say that was a bold statement.
That is an official website of those that believe that they want their teams to lose so they can get a higher draft pick.
Right now, the Browns are sitting third. You made it through this six-game gauntlet to start the season that everybody was afraid of for good reason. It didn't go well. You're 1-5. Andy, this team right now, and Kevin Stefanski is coming up, by the way, at 10:55. We're going to hear from the coach of the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for that. Our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, will join us at 12:40. Chris Rose at 1 o'clock. Dylan Gabriel will speak today. We'll hear from Dylan right around noon, sometime in that vicinity.
Yep.
You've made it through this six-game stretch. You're 1-5. But I wonder now. You're 1-5, okay? You've got the third pick in the draft. We touched on this earlier in the week. At this point, the rest of the way, do you want results or do you want information?
What do I want?
Well, I'm wondering what everybody wants.
Are you asking me straight out what I want? I want results. I'm not wired the other way. I'm wired for results. I still want to believe that if they can get on a streak here, something crazy can happen and they could...
Crazy like what?
Crazy like extend the season. I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs. They're one win. But I can't stand the thought of walking into a stadium or turning on my TV on Sunday or just engaging in Browns football, thinking that I want them to lose. That is just insane. I can't believe that players want to walk into a locker room and go like, you know, it might be better if we lose. We're going to get another quarterback next year. Or maybe that you're trying to support the quarterback they have. Or, you know, I am not wired to think tank. It's not who I am. It's not what I believe sports should be. It drives me crazy. And I know there's a reality to it. And I know sometimes being bad helps you to become better later down the road. I hate it. I can't stand it. I think it's a loser's mentality. I think even if you're 1-5, you got to go out there every week and try to win. And and wherever the football gods put you at the end of the season for your draft picks, so be it. So be it. I can't stand the thought of a team walking into a venue with even the inkling of saying, let's lose. I can't. It drives me nuts.
All right, let me give you this one then.
Okay.
If you're trying to get results through six games, you're 1-6 or 1-5.
I knew they were going to be tough games. We all knew it.
That didn't work. So might it be time to try to get results by doing something different and getting information at the same time?
All right, how do you do that?
Well, that's a fine line too, but just trying to flat out win football games hasn't worked. And your offense is the worst in the NFL. So what you've been trying to do, if you've been trying to get results, well, that didn't work.
I've also tried to do this with two different quarterbacks, sometimes two-fifths or three-fifths of my regular offensive line. I know my wide receiving core is a group of underachievers at this point. I don't know. Maybe that changes. Maybe we see
are
softer defensive backs.
Are they underachievers or are they just achieving at the level that they're prepared to capable of performing at?
When you're near the top or a league leader in drops, you're underachieving. You're underachieving. That's not...
But are you underachieving if you're just not very good? You know what I mean?
I don't, man. You're in the NFL. You've got to have done something right along the way to be there.
I would.
No one's putting guys on the field that haven't done something outstanding or excelled to make an NFL team say, you know what, we want to put them on the roster.
Think that's true. Jordan Reed from ESPN put out his mock draft. Yeah, I'm looking at mock drafts already.
Sure.
The first overall pick, he has Fernando Mendoza.
I saw that.
Quarterback from Indiana. And then he has Reuben Bain, an edge rusher, going to Baltimore at number two. Right now, the Ravens have the second overall pick. And then at three, he has the Browns taking Dante Moore, the quarterback from Oregon.
We'll have the Oregon locker room here. We'll become the Cleveland Ducks.
Who was backup to Dylan Gabriel last year. This screams, uh-oh, Akili Smith, run far, run fast. Moore has played in 11 career games. So anyhow, that's just kind of where you are. Right now, you have the third overall pick in the draft. If you win some games, you're not going to have the third overall pick. But you might be able to change some things, Andy, and start to build for the future if maybe you start winning with guys that you're looking for to gain information from. Do you know what I'm trying to thread a needle here. I'm trying to walk a really fine line because right now they're 1-5. It's over in theory. It's over. So yeah, if you're going to lose,
it's hard for me to wake up on Sunday mornings and believe it's over now. It's really hard for me to believe it's over now. I know it's a reality. I got to look in the mirror and say to myself, they have one win. They're not going anywhere this year. But I just can't live like that. I can't live with that. Along the lines of your mock draft stuff.
Yeah.
So Tankathon has them with the number two pick, which is, I guess this is all percentage point stuff, right? Or maybe even a coin flip. They also have them taking Dante Moore from Oregon. And then...
who became the hot guy.
Yeah. And then at 21...
your guy, Carnell Tate.
No. Isaiah World, the offensive tackle from Oregon.
Well, that'd be fine, too.
Man, we are going to be the Ducks here very soon.
Here's the thing. What do you think it will take to make the playoffs?
Miracle run. I mean, okay.
Give me a number. Do you think an NFL team this year will make the playoffs with a record of 9-8?
I think you'd have to get to 9 at the least. At the least, you got to get to 9.
That means the Browns would have to go 8-3 in the last 11 games. Let's just cut right to it. Can this team go 8-3 the rest of the way?
They have too many hard games. There's 5 losses that are already scheduled.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Did the NFL put those in already?
Well, I can see it already. Didn't you get the script? Come on, Jeff. Get with the program.
I don't think this team is capable of going 8-3. That's why if I'm going to go one way or the other, I'm not throwing all my assets in here. I'm going to try and gain some information while trying to get better. And I'll give you that. You can't tell a locker room full of pro athletes, we're not trying our best to win because they don't care. They don't care who's going to get drafted. That's the guys who get drafted take their jobs. So they don't care. In theory, they're going to try and win. And coaching staffs, in most situations that we have ever heard of, try to win football games and try to put game plans together to win football games. Unless their marching orders are very different. We've talked about that before. Who knows? I just don't think this team is capable of going 8-3.
Jeff, can they beat Miami? I'm not trying to do this.
I think they're going to win that game. We're not going to play the schedule game, are we?
With you. That's 2-5. Can they beat New England?
Dan, he's playing the schedule game.
I don't care. Can they beat New England?
No.
Can they? Dan, go play along with me. Can they beat Miami?
Yes. Favorite of that game.
Yeah. Can they beat New England?
Yes.
Jeff, can they beat New England?
I'll say no.
Can they beat the Jets?
Yes.
Both of you, yes.
Yes.
So now...
That's 2 wins,
we're saying
baby.
Can, right? Not will?
Can.
Okay.
Here's an interesting
one. They can beat anybody. Ask Green Bay.
Yeah. But, Baltimore.
But ask Cincinnati. I don't think they'll
beat Lamar Jackson's back.
I still don't think they'll beat Baltimore.
No way. Vegas, which always seems to be a weird game when you're out west, whether it was Oakland or LA.
Yeah, they can beat Vegas.
I think they can too.
That's
San Francisco?
Wins. No.
Tennessee?
Yes.
Yes.
That's five wins.
Chicago?
Unlikely.
Chicago?
Can they? Yes.
Okay, it's all in here. Buffalo's a no.
We're playing the can game.
No, Buffalo's a no unless they pull off a Green Bay, kind of a weird deal.
That's a slam dunk no.
Pittsburgh.
I'm going to say yes. They beat him. They've beat him once a year.
I bet Rodgers is banged up by then.
So, yes.
That's six wins. Yes,
they can win that.
Dan's a little bit closer to where I am.
You're going to prove my point.
Cincinnati last.
Yes.
Yes.
So that means they have finished really strong, Andy. And
yes.
They have won six of the last 11 games. And that puts your record at 7-10. And takes you out of position to get the quarterback you want and drops you about 14th in the draft. Gee, that's great.
I don't know. Dude, I just...
Will is a completely different word than can.
If they can pick up... If they win this week...
Andy, even if they do well...
Jeff, I did this with you with the Guardians.
All they're going to do is drop themselves out of the contention for a good pick.
So why? Maybe we have a quarterback.
Yeah,
can
maybe,
we have a quarterback?
Maybe his name is Dylan Gabriel.
Maybe.
Maybe his name is Shedeur Sanders.
Maybe.
Let's find out.
Okay, we'll find that out, but I'm also saying I'm not giving up hope. I'm sorry.
Maybe they have a future right guard.
I didn't give up hope on the Guardians, and I was right, wasn't I? So what am I?
I'm
one for one now.
Wait, you were the only one? No. This whole room was going nuts on the Guardians, baby.
One day I came in here and said raise the white flag, and then I'm like, nope, I can see a path.
I never raised it because they have pitching.
That's total garbage. You guys both said the season's over.
Actually, no.
I don't remember Dan saying that. Jeff,
this is the football equivalent of not hitting the ball past the pitcher's mouth.
Yeah, they just can't hit.
Oh, not scoring 20 points. Same thing.
No, Andy. Not scoring 18
points. What do you want them to do? So should we be watching these games? What do you want?
You've taken me to where I want to be now.
Okay,
where do you want to be?
Yes.
See, by playing the schedule game and us erring on the side of optimism.
Yes.
We have them winning.
No, you. Dan and I have a difference. Dan and I had more wins than you did. But keep
going.
You said can, not will.
Yeah, you said can. Yes, and we thought they can win about six of the final 11 games.
They're a
one-win
team.
Which puts them at 7-10 and drops them out of contention for anybody that they really want at quarterback. And then you're like, great, that's swell.
So you're good. You want them to lose every week.
Nope.
Like, I'm hearing your voice say,
nope.
I want the Browns to lose every week.
Nope.
I don't. I can't.
Nope.
I can't live like that.
I don't want them to lose. What I want them to do, because they've been playing what they think is their best, you know, their best lineup to win. Well, that hasn't worked. So what I want them to do with the trade deadline coming up, I want them to move anything that's not nailed down. And I want to see if they can collect assets. I'll describe those kind of assets. I think there are people on this team that need to play who aren't playing. And you probably need to find out some things.
Is that your quarterback?
Because
your backup quarterback?
Nope, that's not him at all.
Hmm.
But there are other guys. 216-474-0092. What do you think, folks? You trying to get information here, or are you looking for results? Because the results didn't come with the guys you were playing. So you might as well play somebody else, try to get results, and get information. Are you confused? I'll explain it all. There are guys I think you should play. Kevin Stefanski coming up at 10:55. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.